Ksuvis Perek Dalad Mishnah Tes. Nishbase, if she's taken captive, Chayv Liftosa. He has to pay to redeem her, like we said in the previous Mishnah. Vim Omar Hare Gito Ksuvasa. And if he says, you know what, it's a lot cheaper to just pay the Ksuva than to pay to free you. So here's the get and here's the Ksuva. Tifte Satsma. Let her redeem herself. Einu Shai, he can't do this. He has to redeem her first. He can't give her a get and then give her the Ksuva that she should use the Ksuva to redeem herself. He has to redeem her while she's married. Loksa. If Lalenu, she gets sick, Chayv Laraposa. While she's married to him, he's Mechuyev to take care of her health, to pay the doctor bills. Omar, but in this case, Hare Gita Uksuvasa Terapes Atzma Rishai. But in this case, if he says, here's the get, and here's the Ksuva, you can use the money for the Ksuva and pay for your own medical bills, that he's allowed to do. What's the difference? Because Ripui, paying for the doctor and medical bills, is like Mizonos. That a person has a Chiyev constantly to give Mizonos to his wife. Melech HaShlomo points this out. The Ramah with a hey, the Rishon, and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah that's brought down by the Shittim Mekubetzes, they say that the pshat is, the difference is that when it comes to a woman that's taken captive, so his chiv of freeing her from captivity is a chiv that comes about in one shot. And he can't take himself out of that and walk out of that chiv by divorcing her. Masha'en kein, the chiv of Mizonus is a constant chiv. And once he divorces her, there therefore is no chiv of Mizonos. A person doesn't have to give Mizonos to a woman that he divorces. So that's why he can divorce her, and that's why he wouldn't have to pay for a constant needs of refuah. Mashen Ken, the captivity, that already happened. It's a one-time thing that he can't potter himself by trying to get divorced to her.